All right, Mitchell Harrison. Hey, good first moto, great first moto. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But second moto, your bike breaks. You're coming up through the pack. Your bike breaks. We know Cody Shock, only a few points back.
Yeah.
You were stressing.
Very much. It was very stressful. It was just like, I'm in the points. I'm past Hill. Like everything's good.
Yep.
You know, it was like I messed up. I went down. I had to come back through the pack. And then
second moto, yeah.
Yeah, everything was going good. I was riding really well, and I felt like I could have got to like 11th or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bike just stops.
Yeah.
And yeah, talk about like a heart drop moment. Like, So.
Were you thinking I was screwed at that moment? Like, were you like, I'm done?
I knew Cody was behind me. Okay. I honestly, I think what I had like 10 points still on him.
Yeah.
So I thought I was okay, but he's fast.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's home track. Yeah, yeah.
I assumed that he was gonna start picking off people. I didn't realize how much I gapped him, because he got on to me for a second, and then
I think he went over the fence at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. He got.
Oh,
he went over.
That was
the
after
fence.
That. Okay.
Yeah, and then I passed him because I was behind him.
Got it.
And yeah, and then he wasn't catching John or Marshall, and I was like, oh, this is fortunate.
Right.
So yeah, it was just until the last lap, I couldn't breathe.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it was close to watch. Hey, first moto though, fantastic ride. You got a 10th. You're kind of been your spot lately. Must feel good to just know that you belong there.
It feels phenomenal. I mean, that one I had to work for too. Like I also didn't get a great start, which is crazy because during the week, me and Chase were doing starts, and like I was doing well.
Yep.
And yeah, just terrible start the first moto, I think. And you know, I worked my way up to 10th. I'm strong right now.
Yeah.
I feel good. The PRMX bike feels great, so I'm just excited for the playoffs and that I don't have to go to the LCQ.
Yeah, dude, and it's a bunch of money too. Like not going to the LCQ, like you guaranteed yourself a lot normally. Hard. This is always a tough track to pass. It's very start dependent. So where were you making moves?
You had to kind of send it in, like, the split sections. Like, the split sections were always, like, one was faster than the other, but if somebody was going in slow, like, where I passed Prado after Henry Hill, and the inside was way faster, but I just kind of sent it into the outside, and I got him. And that was really the difference, is if you could just hold it on longer into the corner and be about even, you could most likely have gone around somebody.
Speaking of Prado, obviously, look, he's not having a fun time out there, but does it give you a little extra motivation?
Yeah, I want to be the top Cowie. I want the team to get more support from him, so hopefully they'll look at that. I felt like he was racing me a little harder than everybody else that first moto, so that was like, come on, dude. It's unfortunate. He's a great rider. I don't know what's going on over there, so I know it's not the bike because I love my bike. So everybody out there, Kawasaki's are great. Just don't look at Prado. A little extra motivation being some factory guys.
Are you riding about as well on a 450 as you can remember?
Oh, for sure. This is definitely the best I'm riding. Maybe like close to my Star days and Husky days. Like, it's just a different class. It's hard. Everybody's champions. So I feel phenomenal. I want to get better and better. And, I'm looking forward to these playoffs.
One thing, when we did a podcast, I think last year or whatever, I went back and was looking. I was like, dude, you were better on the Rockstar Husky than I remember.
Yeah.
Like, you had some really good rides on that team. I kind of forgot about it. I think people don't understand maybe how good you were.
Yeah, I mean, I got a podium.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of people get podiums.
Yeah.
That was a great bike. That was a great team. I got hurt early on in the year, and I thought I was going to be a title contender at that point. I was going really good. And then I got hurt, and then it just started rolling along. At one point, I was really good. I was on factory teams, and I'm just now proving it again. There was a big down slump. Like, I just fell all over the sport for a bit. So I'm back, and I'm feeling good.
You know why you're back? You know why you fell back in love? Canada.
1,000%. I'm not even joking.
T-Dags.
That is what got me back into the sport. T-Dags and his nonsense up in Upper Brookfield and riding woods. Yeah, that guy. So can't thank them enough. Mitch Cook and all of them. Nova Scotia is the place, place to be.
So how do you practice SMX? No whoops, basically supercross stuff, but maybe a little tamer. Is there a difference for practicing SMX? There's two mains instead of the one. I don't know. Do you do anything different?
I've only ridden one day of SMX, so we just got a base setting. And I just went out and tried to got like a pretty good setting, did a 20, and then it was a little off, so went back, did a little bit more, did another 20, and that was it. Like, we have a good setting right now. They gave me my Supercross stuff straight away, and that was pretty rigid. So it was a little bit to work with.
There is a little difference.
There's quite a bit of difference. Like, it's super difficult because you do have rhythms, and then you have the outdoors. So to get that balance is extremely difficult. Luckily, like, Matt at Active Ride is really good. He brings out, like, four sets, and he just goes through the motions with it. And it, we have really good stuff. So.
All right. Well, hey, good job today. Unfortunate DNF, but you're in the SMX. Great first moto. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.